This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome back to the Wise Men Say Reaction Show. We are joining you after a 1-0 defeat at Bristol. I'm joined by the lovely, the one, the only, and as of earlier today, apparently the funniest man on the Wise Men Say Reaction, well, the Wise Men Say podcast, not even just the reaction show, Mr. Tom Walsh. Tom, how are we doing?
Yeah, people, some young boy with a mullet told me that I was the funniest person on this podcast. So I've got a lot to live up to this afternoon.
But did then proceed to say, I love it when you go on your rants, you're like, rah, 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 rah.
Yeah.
Which was, was interesting, wasn't it?
I was a bit like, man, I think he's getting me confused with other people now. But someone in the bar, a man that called me very annoying at Charlton many moons ago, he just bumped into me at the bar there and he said, oh, it's like, I did say you're annoying, but I actually, you know, that Matt Keelan, he's more annoying. And I was like, yeah, I kind of agree, but...
I mean, having a go at him when he's not even here, but you know, like, yeah, wouldn't say it to his face, like.
I mean, I would. I'll tell him next week.
Excellent. Well, I mean, it's a rough one, isn't it? Like, we've been on a bit of a high after the last two results. We beat Leeds 1-0 on Tuesday, and it seemed like everything was going to go right for us today, but. What is it that went wrong? I know it's a difficult question, but there's something we've messed up on there, isn't there?
Yeah, I can't score. Haven't got any strikers. Yeah, that's the first time I've actually seen this team in the flesh. And we're very good at creating the chances. We're very good at getting down the wings and all that. But then when you look up, there's no one in the middle. And I think the lack of a striker today has been more exposed than anything. There wasn't really anything really... There wasn't really that much in the game because Bristol City were all right. They just needed to do what they needed to do. But yeah, there's not. I'm not like gutted, but it's just like it's a bit kind of like meh game. There wasn't really anything that much in it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those times where you're watching us and you're thinking, actually, we are playing good spells of football. We're having times where we're looking really, really positive. I mean, the beginning of that second half. We looked really, really good. We came out, we were really, really positive. We were really, really attacking. But you're right, it is that kind of... every single time you're like, oh, great, we're attacking. And then you look in the box and there's no one there. Yes. Or it's Alex Pritchard who's started the move and he's then having to sprint forward into the box because he's got no other option. And I think I said it to you during the match. It's almost as if we haven't managed to work out yet that in order to score, it's quite helpful if you've got a striker on the pitch. Now, we've said it time and time again, we don't really have many options, but... That almost feels like that's what was missing today, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I was a bit surprised that Job wasn't starting. But then again, he's played as many minutes.
Yeah, he's a young lad as well.
So, like, at the beginning where he's like, oh, Pritchard or Clark through the middle, it's like, that's a bit interesting. But it's like, Dodds as well as Mowbray didn't really trust the striking options that we have. So you kind of get it, and it's like... We gifted like Bristol City that goal like at the beginning. It's like we tried it three times to give him the goal by paying like suicide balls across the back. And if it wasn't Ekwar, it was Hume, and it's like, and then eventually it was Patterson. And I know you didn't think it was a penalty. I did think it was.
I've been trying to watch it back. I can't find it anywhere. But
it was one of those where it's like he's given away like a really bad pass, and then he's trying to rectify it in kind of like. how a goalkeeper does, in quite like a bit like, whoa! Comes running out.
Dive on to
And he dived straight on it. And as soon as the lad went down, I was like, that's got to be a penalty. Because it's like, you can't keep, you can't give him like three out goes at that.
And they'd had that risk just before
And just like, but apart from that, it's like Bristol City, I don't think they had, like, he didn't have to make another save. And their keepers had to, fair play to him, had to pull out some two, like, really good saves. And I think, yeah, I think on a bad day, if you, like, for example, you played that game last year. That's a game where, like, we don't get at it, and then Diallo pings one in from, like, from the corner of the box. And we don't have that kind of stardust at the moment. We don't have someone like Ross Stewart who can nod one in and, like, whatever like that. But it's a bit, yeah, it's frustrating, but it's also, like, I guess this is like, if rumours are to believe or reports to believe, this is like, this is the end of the Dodds era, and now Michael Beale is coming in. I did call him a loser the other day.
But now Tom Walsh is fully behind him. He thinks he's going to take us to the Premier League. Is that correct?
I don't know. No, I don't. I don't think it's a very good appointment. If you're going to hire him, you might as well just keep Dodds in charge, because I've not seen, I mean, obviously I've not been on Twitter today, but it's like, or X. But there's no one who's going, oh yeah, that sounds a class appointment. Yeah. And everyone's like, oh.
Well, it was said, wasn't it? Like in the statement that Wiseman Soy put out earlier this week.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We've said that there is, I mean, obviously it's the fan allocation, like for the Mags game. Ugh. You've now got this. There's never, and then actually this match as well. So like, allocation, Michael Beale. This match, there's never been more of a time, potentially, in Sunderland, really recent history, where you felt more like that gif of that dog sat in fire, just going, this is fine. Like, that is that is very much how it's felt this week, hasn't it? Like, I think we've all just felt a bit like, all right, but they're not going to do anything else. Are they? Oh, no, but it can't. Oh, no, we are going to give away a penalty to Bristol. And then kind of not do anything to score against them. I think that, did we potentially have some penalty shouts in that match? What
I thought right at the end, with a bit of a scramble, like Ballard, was it Ballard?
Yeah, because he
I thought
excellent.
I thought the tide were coming in.
Like some sort of alarm.
I thought Ballard, it was Ballard, wasn't it?
Yeah, because Ballard got the yellow for it.
Yeah, I thought he was tripped. It looked like he was tripped. Yeah. And I think if he'd hit the deck, then, yeah, maybe, but
if he'd gone down straight away.
Yeah, but it's also like, I don't really think the referee got much wrong today. And it's also like, although I don't know whether, we had six subs and there was only 3 minutes extra time. But
that's a fourth official's fault. I think on this podcast, we should start calling out the fourth official more.
Let's get right through.
I think we should start going in depth on how the fourth official is unable to do their job properly. I don't even know who the fourth official was today. Let's find out. Honestly,
I'm bored of talking about referees. Like, they're not very good, but, like, whatever. It's like, I don't think he really did anything particularly wrong today. I think there was points where he could have been really rash and given red cards, but, like, whatever. I did think it was a penalty at the end, but if it...
And that handball just before.
But it's also like, yeah, you get those if you're doing VAR in the Premier League, but you're never going to get them in the Championship, unless you're very, like, unlucky. And it's, they're fine. It's, like, I'm not that despondent about it, because, like, I don't think we did enough to win the game. I thought a draw would have been fair, but we didn't draw. And it's like, when you're saying about this kind of, like, oh, the it's all gone a bit awry, it's like, it has to go awry when I come. Like, I've not seen a game all season, and it's like, during the week we've had brilliant win over West Brom, brilliant win against Leeds, and then when I come, literally yesterday I arrived, and then the Mag ticket happened, we're going to hire this manager that I don't agree with, and then we lose the game, and it's like, well.
You've done the preview and the reacto as well this week, and this is when it seems to have all gone downhill, so.
You know what, it's also Richard was saying, it's like, oh, how's your record? Like, and I was like, well, you know, the last four games I've been to, we're not lost. It was like, so.
It was about this time last year that we went to Wigan together, wasn't it? And we had, like, that really, really good. So,
that
like.
Good. That was a great result. I was here last Christmas, we won three games, two wins, one draw, and now it's like, well, you'll be happy to know I'm going to Coventry on the home game on Saturday.
Yeah,
the Michael Beale era.
And it, it it is frustrating as well, because you look at kind of, and I know this isn't what it's about, but you look at those kind of really long distance away games we've had in quite quick succession. You look at Plymouth, you look at Swansea, you look at Millwall, you look at today, and you think we've taken what, 1 point from those four, and we've only scored one goal. I think it's, I know distance shouldn't matter, but it's annoying, really.
It's also like, yeah, it's like last season we were relying on our away form quite a lot. But this season, yeah, our away forms. Like, when's the last time we won away? Do you know?
I don't know. I don't have it to hand.
Yeah, this is almost like a tumbleweed.
Because it's like we.
Last
October,
time we won away.
Blackburn, October.
Potentially, I genuinely don't remember. And
it's a bit of a concern, because when we're playing away, especially when we've not got this focal point up front, it's like you can see what Bristol City were doing. It was like, if we double up on Clark, we're all right here. And again, I don't know why Barr was starting, because he wasn't good in midweek. He was the only one that wasn't good. Again, I said during the week I would have preferred to see Aushish there. And again, when he come on, a bit lively and all that. But I don't know, like, Barr's decision making is really poor. But again, he's a young lad. He's probably his first full season professional football. And I know they've got to give him a chance and all that, but God, he's not great.
It is. And I think we keep using the word frustrating here, because it is just one of those frustrating games. Like, I don't want to be like Chris Weatherspoon and be like, well, you look at the stats. But like, bar XG, we have them in every single like stat there. Like, and you get like, what, like quite a bit for getting a penalty. Yeah, yeah. So like, really, we probably have them in every single area today. Yeah. But we just didn't have that finishing product, and it's really, really annoying to see Pritchard and Clark and Roberts today. I thought was really good. You have a look at these players who are putting so much in the build-up, and they cross it in, and Pritchard's corners today.
Excellent.
Like,
Joe Bennett, like a really good, like, he got up well for that header, and again, the keeper's made a very good save. And like, that's the bit of annoying thing, that the only thing we kind of looked deadly from is set pieces, which is not really our kind of forte. But like, again, this is going to be something that the new manager is going to have to look at and sort out. I mean, if he can do it, like, God, no, I don't know. It's like, I'm not enthused by this Michael Beale. I don't think anyone is. Like I only know like one Rangers fan, and I message him about it. He's like, what are you doing? He's like, I can't believe you've appointed him. But I can, because he's out of work. And
he's cheap. He hasn't got, yeah.
Well, I don't know if he's cheap, but
he hasn't got a release clause, has he?
No, but it's like, well. And it's also like, he talks like how they want the managers to talk and whatever. I don't know. Like, I'll give him a chance, but like, I'm not hopeful. Like I said, I called him a loser the other day, and he has to prove me wrong on that.
But it is one of those things, you almost want to be going into this new era. Because, I mean, the way Dodsy came over at the end there, like the way he was clapping the fans, kind of the last-ditch attempt he almost made at the end there, he was like, right, well, like, yeah, we'll just put anyone on here, like, it's going to be fine. You do feel like this is his last match in charge. Yeah. We're hopefully, because it's now been 2 weeks since we sacked Mowbray, and it's insane that we don't have a manager in place yet. We've played 3 games. And don't get me wrong, I've loved Doddy's little time in charge. It's been great, but it's been 2 weeks. How have we not got someone yet? Like, you want to be going into... I'll go back to the point I was making. I just went on a bit of a rant there. But you want to be going into this new era on the back of quite a positive kind of result, I guess, and going in on the back of a 1-0 loss, which came from penalty that was a stupid mistake. And it's an annoyance.
It's annoying,
really.
But we weren't bad.
No,
like, we weren't bad.
Not,
it was, yeah, it wasn't like you could look at that game and like, well, they were terrible, that we didn't do anything. It's like, this stuff for the new manager to work with. But I will say, like, it is a bittersweet moment for Mike Dodds, because I am a bit disappointed that he's not going to like have a crack at the manager's job. But also, in the same way, I'm thinking it's quite good that he stays at the club rather than being given the job. Then maybe it goes awry or whatever next year and we have to sack him. I'd rather him still be in this setup because he's really good with the players. All the players love him, and he has done fantastic. He got two excellent wins against two very good teams, and today. Today, if he was under Mowbray, like last season, he'd be like, yeah, it's one of them. It's like another day that the keeper doesn't claw it out of the bottom corner or whatever. But, yeah, it's just... Anyway, we should get on about, like, how nice it is here. Like, look at it.
It is. We are stood in the marina. I've asked for a cider black, and I've been given Vimto mixed with cider, which
it is very nice.
Which she keeps stealing from me, which, you know, is very, very much appreciated. Thanks.
If anyone went to skates between the years 2007 and 2010, they'll know exactly what...
You're
skates.
Talking to a very specific demographic there.
Yeah, I'm
there.
Talking to Gareth Barker. Like, he'll know, like... You used to get a diesel in... God, I'm so old. In Northumbria Uni, when they used to have a punk and ska night on a Tuesday night, and you could get it, and it smelt like that. And it was... I bet that wasn't £1.60, though. I paid... Oh, Jesus Christ. This is what happens when you live...
Is that why?
You live abroad. God, he's right. You live abroad, and it's like, you come back, and that's...
We're going a different way, are we?
Yeah, he's gone a different way.
They went a different way to my
anyway, it was 13, but... 13 English pounds for 2 pints and a bag of crisps. What's the world coming to?
It's insane,
in
mate,
euros,
honestly.
That's 4,000 euros.
Do you know what, though? I have enjoyed my day in Bristol. Like,
it's not over yet, Eleanor.
Yeah, we've still got to do. We've still got the whole night, but...
It's only quarter six. The night is young.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Got a little bit lost on the way back from the ground. I know that you were fuming about this. We ended up going through a skate park where we had to run up and down the ramps in the skate park to get past.
He's only stood over there, but like Daniel Howden has taken me on a lovely tour of the overpasses of suburban Bristol. We did get a very nice view of the Clifton Suspension Bridge, but it did take... Essentially, when we come out of the ground, it's like... We should have turned right, and we turned left.
Did you go through the field?
I did.
The really muddy, dark field.
Did you go under the bridges? And all
well, we went over one of the bridges that then took us down into the skate park.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a normal way to walk to a pub. Anyway, yeah, should wrap it up,
I think we should wrap it up, because when you're talking about how you walked back from the ground, you know that it's kind of run its course.
Yeah. I do like Bristol, though.
I do. It's my first time in Bristol. I've really enjoyed it.
I've never been to Bristol.
We got to walk past the canoe club as well,
it's all very like Bristol is one of the... I say this in the nicest possible way. It is one of the dumbest cities in this country. Because everyone...
Any Sunderland fans
everyone,
in Bristol
everyone talks,
now turned off.
Everyone talks really funny. Everyone absolutely loves drum and bass. Like, nowhere else likes drum and bass. And
if you were getting your Spotify wrapped and your main was
drum and bass,
the town it's saying that you're most likely to be
Bristol.
From is Bristol.
Bristol. And also, they have hotels where you have to bring your own towels.
Yes.
Which I did.
Yes.
Although, saying that, when I got there, it was like, we could have hired a towel for £1. I was like, I didn't know that.
Yeah, but would you want to hire a towel that cost you £1?
It's covered in drum and bass.
Right, I think we need to go and...
It's covered in towels.
I think we need to go and potentially get another pint. Enjoy our time in Bristol. So the lads will be back on Monday. To look a bit more into it, hopefully they'll have seen the penalty shouts and the various clips back. And you never know, by that point, they might be saying, what do we think of Michael Beale as the new manager? It's, do you know what? It's all going to be okay. That's the message we're going with. Everything is fine.
Everything will be fine.
This is fine. This is fine. Right, so the lads will be back on Monday. Thank you very much for listening.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.